This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is an awesome day. Make the best of it. And if there's something that is irritating you, then call in and air it out and get it off your chest. That's right. You'll feel better. This is the segment we call What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you appropriately by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And certainly none of our listeners are that, I hope. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you what's frustrating me today is our lack of accountability in this country. And it's got so bad now that people in the, on the left just think they're going to be able to do whatever they want. Nobody's going to hold them accountable. And it's getting so bad. You know, back in the day, we would have never thought of shooting a police officer. Now you got people out there putting gangs together to go out and try to assassinate ICE agents. And it's only because we don't hold nobody accountable. Now, I'm an old Stark boy, so we used to have a chair named Sparky. And I guarantee you, when we had Sparky, people thought twice before they thought they were going to just run out and go to shooting up people. And if we don't start holding them accountable, and I don't mean just take them out, but if we don't start doing something soon, everybody on the left's going to just think they can roll over us. And it's frustrating me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can't treat these people like, let's say, for whatever reason is, say their first offense.
Sure.
You can't treat it like a typical first offense because of the nature and the violence associated with it. So, yes, they need to be extremely harsh, and then you get the word out. You go, man, you're going to go to prison for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. And then actually you got to send a few away and maybe bring Sparky, charge him back up.
Charge him back up, you think?
Oh, yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Stupid people under the control of stupid people acting stupid. God bless America.
Well, that was stupid.
That would be dumb, dumber, and dumbest.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, hey. Just gave an idea for a new movie.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. About 10 days ago, I made arrangements with my telecom provider, who shall remain unnamed. They cover internet and phone service in the house. So they were supposed to show up on Tuesday, the 8th of July, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. It was a sunny day. There was no rain. Nobody ever showed up whatsoever. Oh. Nobody ever called. And that kind of bugs me because now it falls back on me to kind of retouch with them and rearrange the whole incident all over again. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I don't think you paid attention. They said they'll be there between 8 and 12. What they meant was between the 8th or the 12th.
Or August and December.
Oh, yeah.
You really want to show them some grace there.
No, we don't mean to laugh. I mean, really, no follow-up, no. They're in the telecom business. You wonder if they have your phone number that they could call and say,
oh, that's crazy.
We can't get you on the schedule today. We ran into a snag somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess that, wow. That whole communication thing.
Yeah, from a communications company. You were talking about customer service earlier, and I had a little incident yesterday. They call it a fast food place. It's not a burger place, but a fast food place. And just sometimes, and I get it, you know, that whole scenario, and I've never had to work it, so I don't want to, but
I don't want to breathe in grease.
No, but it was one of those things where it's like everything that like could possibly go wrong. The guy in front of me forgot to order dessert, so when he did, the person had trouble getting it back in the system. Then she had to clock out and clock back in to even get logged in, and then I get there and I'm up, and it's kind of like. Then I go to get ice for my drink. There's no ice, so they're going to get the ice and the drink for me behind the counter. They give me the wrong drink. It's like just one of those, if it could go wrong, it did. And it's like, okay, maybe this is a sign. I'm not supposed to be in a place like this because this is maybe not the healthiest thing. But I get it. It's a frustrating job sometimes, but people just have to kind of be on their game a little bit. No matter what it is you do, kind of be on it and pay attention and maybe at least act like you want to be there a little bit.
Along those same lines, and in this case, it's not the customer no service, it's on the customer side. And that is, seems like when I go to the grocery store, and you go to pay for your products. Now, in some of these smaller supermarkets that I have to deal with in the outlying areas, you know, they don't have this self-checkout thing, which is okay, I guess. I'm getting used to it to some extent. Mm-hmm. But when you get in line behind someone and all of a sudden, when it comes time to pay, it is like they're entering a new chapter of their life.
Like they didn't know they had to actually be prepared to pay?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes, and what cards that'll work and won't work and just go through the whole process. Now, look, there's some people of advanced age, and you feel bad, but
that's,
it's like...
That's different.
You know, but it's not your first rodeo. I think maybe they need a separate aisle, a separate checkout.
Yeah.
For anybody who just doesn't have their stuff together, and I don't know what you'd call it, but...
But nobody would think they're the ones supposed to be in that line.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't call it the dummy line.
No.
People would be offended.
Well, it's like one of the fast food chains. They actually have a sign before you get to the pay window, and I'm sure you've seen it. Please have your payment ready when you get to the window, because you're right. People get to that point. They start digging for their wallet, or they got to find their purse in the back seat of their SUV and dig out their card. And it's like, no, you need to be prepared. You're not the only one in line.
Or Betsy likes to count out, like, the change. And when you hear them over the speaker, they're like, that's what I'm saying, hey. And so you pull up, and she's got like 38 cents there ready, and they go, no, I said that was 7.68.
Right.
I'm like, oh, so then you got to go dig in more.
Uh-huh.
But that, again, that's a communication thing. You can pull a harder on cereal. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I just ordered, fries or not.
Mm-hmm.
But here I go.
Although what's funny sometimes, though, is when they forget to turn off their microphone. So the other day, I'd ordered like a breakfast sandwich combo, and I specified with a sweet tea. I guess because the drink comes with a combo already, they thought I was ordering an additional one.
Right.
But I could hear someone in the background, no, because they added one to my bill. The person who knew what I meant in the background said, oh, no, that's with his meal.
Yeah.
And their response was, well, he ordered it, and he's getting what he ordered. Well, they took it off, but it's kind of like, I heard that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, attitude in the drive-thru. Kind of
interesting.
Bugged me a little bit. I'm glad somebody was overseeing them, though.
Yeah, and it all worked out okay.
Yes.
Again, first world problems.
First world problems.
Yeah. It could be worse.
Yeah.
That weasel John Brennan, who I have no love for at all, you got to hear the stuff he's saying about Trump. And this is as he's under investigation. This guy's going to go down hard. Details on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:28. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.